Boker Tov, everyone. Kaf Ma Cheshvan, Siman Tesvav, from Seif Aleph to Zayin. We're learning about Kaddish and Minyan and very fascinating halachas. Here we go. So we have Seif Aleph. The first halacha is when it comes to Yishtabach. After Yishtabach, you have Kaddish. And in the Kaddish, the Piskachuvas points out, it's based also in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Yud Gimel Shvachim with 13 praises should be said without a hefsek. Preferably, this should be done even in one breath. When it comes to Kaddish, Kedusha, Bracha, and Kriyas HaTorah, you need 10 adults. There's a machlekes if something like those four listed was said without a minyan. B'shogeg, does it count or not? Very fascinating topic. Number three, when it comes to Yishtabach, so a person, meaning that if you have a minyan, you should not recite Yishtabach if you don't have 10, because the Kaddish can't be in a vacuum. And the Kaddish has to be said after Yishtabach, and if you don't have 10, you won't be able to say Kaddish. So therefore, the Kitzur says you should wait until a half an hour and then say Yishtabach. Now, when the Mishnah Berurah says that this is only applying to the Shliach Tzibur himself, either way, the point is that once you're waiting, after half an hour passed, so you say Yishtabach, and now you're going to wait until you actually get 10 people. When 10 people show up, you should say Psukim. Piskatchuvix quotes the Mishnah Berurah and says that you should have the Psukim from Psukim de Zimra. Also, what does Psukim mean? Three lechatchila, but the other two Psukim also works. And we have a fascinating truth from Rav Moshe that who can be included in the minyan. Rav Moshe says in Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Aleph that technically speaking, even those that are not keeping Shabbos, etc., can be mitzvah to minyan, but it's a major machlekes. Seif base. Here we go. A gadol. What does it mean that a person's an adult? You have 10 adults. So the adult means he entered into the 14th year, meaning bar mitzvah means you entered into the 14th year. So if a person was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he becomes a gadol on Rosh Chodesh Nisan 13 years later. In the 14th year at night, he doesn't have to wait to based on the time that he was exactly born. If a person is born, this is all the interesting shaylos. A person is born Rosh Chodesh, on the month of when he was born, it was an adar, a regular adar. There was no two adars, but he became a mitzvah, and there's two adars. If kitzur paskins that he keeps adar hasheni, as wait to the second adar, because that's the main adar. If a person's born an adar aleph and the bar mitzvah is an adar aleph, so then he's bar mitzvah an adar aleph. What happens if a person is born in a leap year? I mean, there's two others doing the and the bar mitzvah is in a regular year without two others, so then he's bar mitzvah on that other. Here's the famous nafka mina. If you have two children, one is born in Adar Aleph on the 20th of the month, so he's born on the Adar of the 20th of the month. The second child, let's say his friend in class, is born on the 10th of Adar Beis, so really he was born later. Nevertheless, when they are bar mitzvah, the second child actually is going to have a mitzvah before, because he, since it's a regular Adar, so therefore the second friend in his class is going to be bar mitzvah first. Seif Gimel, you're not allowed to count. You have to be careful not to count the Jewish people based on the skulls, even if it's a bar mitzvah to know if there's a minyan. We learn this from Shaul HaMelech, counted the Jewish people using sheep. The Baal HaTanya says, okay, don't count skulls, but you could count fingers. The minhag is to count with the pasuk, etc. There's 10 words in that pasuk. The Kav HaChaim says that even when you're counting, don't use your finger, use it re'iyah be'alma. So I have a suggestion. This is the best way. Use a pasuk Hoshea. You count the fingers, but do it only with your eyes, not with your finger. Se'if Dalet, you need 10 people in the Shliach Tzibur to be in one place. That means even if you have five people in one room, in the Shulchan, five people in another room, let's say even the Ezras Nashim, and there's an opening in between, etc. And even if there is a majority in the Shulchan, even if they see each other, the Chatchila, that's not the best way to have the minyan. Rather, everyone should be in the Shul. Even if you have the kids will discuss what's called the skupa, the threshold, and where exactly the door shuts against the door jamb. The Chatchila, everyone should be in Shul. The Baal HaTanya says it's enough that you have the face showing from another room, and you can see each other. That's good. The Mishnah also says that, but he only holds that to be by the Eved. I don't know if the Baal HaTanya holds that that's even the Chatchila. If sometimes in Shul, Piskachuva says that if you have what's called the Tzuras HaPesach, like it used to be, they did renovations, and you still have the shape of where a doorway was, that's not a problem. When it comes to entering a main, once you have 10 people in one place, a person could be in a very distant place. It doesn't matter. You could have Mechitza Shabbos, a famous Gemara, Even as a metal partition, he could still answer Amen, so long as it's not any Avodah Zarah, disgusting things, garbages in between him and the place where there's a minion. And this, of course, is enough. Gemina, can you have? Can you definitely can you see from here? You can't have a minion based on Zoom, but can you answer on Zoom? Or if you hear on a phone call, or you hear a live feed from Israel, can you answer Amen to all the different brachas? The minig, I think, I don't think of Shlomo Zalman passing the yes, but Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says no, and the reason why, because at the end of the day, you have in between me, and if I'm answering in Muncie, and there's psukim, and there's brachas being said in Israel, there's definitely houses, and the way there's on everything's in between me and him, and Eretz Yisrael, so why would it be okay? So I need a good explanation if anyone has one. Next, Si'ifei. A person has to be careful when to hear Kaddish, and to answer the kavana, and that means not even to think b'divrei Torah. Kol shekhen, when it comes to Amen Yishmer Rabbah, where Chazal teach us, anyone that answers Amen Yishmer Rabbah with all his strength, Rashi says strength means with all kavana, Tosfos says it means with loud, to say it out loud. Koirim gzaldino shel shivim shana pela ploim, it means if a person has a decree. Now 70 years represents a person's lifetime. That means with one Amen Yishmer Rabbah, a person could change a lifetime of what a person was supposed to have suffering. Is that an amazing power? Also, there's an Indian to answer, like we said, to answer loudly. It breaks all the mekatagim and mevata all gezeres kashrus. It could be the life decrees chas v'shalom against chas v'shalom. It could be broken by one guy screaming Amen Yishmer Rabbah. However, one should not scream so crazy that people are going to laugh, because if they're going to laugh, then there he's causing them to really make a mistake. When it comes to answering Amen Yishmer Rabbah, you should add the word Yisborach according to the Kitzer. Many don't, based on the Vilna Gaon. Amod Chaliyahu says, not only do you continue Yisborach, you go all the way to Be'alma, Damiran Be'alma, which is 28 words. Pesach Ketshua says, when you're hearing something being said, a Kaddish that's on the microphone, you can answer Amen, but preferably you should be next to the person saying it, that you would be able to listen to him, even if he wasn't using a mic. This is also Negetu. Sheva brachas and a lot of different shilas. Okay, next. Last Sa'if. Some say stand for Kaddish. Some say you don't have to stand for Kaddish, unless you were already standing, like after Halal, so you should continue standing. Until when should you stand? Until Amen Yishmer Rabbah, according to the Kitzur, Mishmur says, no, Ad Amiran Ba'alma. Shlomo Zalman says, today, the minig is to stand all the way to Kaddish, and that's the right thing to do. However, the Kitzur says, some say you do need to stand for Kaddish, and any Darash B'Kedusha. Where do we learn this from? Kavachem from Eglon, the king of Moab, that when Ehud said to him that I have a word of God to you, he got up from his chair, and Kol Shekhin asked, with a nation of Hashem, we certainly should be Machmir. That's where the Kitzur holds. Amot Chalei says, based on the Ben Ishchai, that no, by Sfaradim, the only time they actually stand for Kaddish is the Kaddish of Bochum Friday night. But if once a person stood, he should not sit down. So here I have an interesting tzorich iyun. What should an Ashkenazi do? Sometimes I daven in a Sephardi minyan. What should we do? Should we sit or should we stand? And I thought to myself, there's a rule. It's based on Masechet Eretz. Don't stand amongst those that are sitting. Don't sit amongst those that are standing. So the Chur also, but however, for the Sephardi, there's not really an issur necessarily to stand. On the other hand, there's two shitas that say whether you have to stand or not. So I wanted to say, Lanius Daiti, shave the al tasa adif, sit down and don't do anything. Meaning it's better to sit, but I want the Olam to tumble with this and tell me what you think. Have a beautiful day.